Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In Mozambique in 1969, the sun was just beginning to rise. In this vast, wild landscape that stretched as far as the eye could see, stood Tippi, an American actress. By her side was her husband, Noel. Both were about to embark on a safari that would exceed their wildest expectations. As they climbed into their jeep, a wave of excitement washed over Tippi. Her eyes widened, eager to capture every moment. She turned to Noel, a conspiratorial smile lighting up her face. Tippi hoped to encounter as many animals as possible. She dreamed of seeing lions, tigers, and elephants in their natural habitat. But gradually, they realized that the path they were taking might be too touristy for their taste. In search of authenticity, they decided to venture off the beaten path. Together, they left the well-trodden trails, determined to discover unexplored corners of the savanna. Guided by their curiosity, they eventually arrived at an abandoned ranch. Tippi, instinctively drawn by a familiar sound, stepped out of the jeep and approached cautiously. There, before her astonished eyes, a scene of rare beauty unfolded. A group of wild felines had taken up residence in this ruined place. Mothers groomed their young while other lions were still asleep. A shiver of wonder ran through Tippi. Tears welled up in the corners of her eyes, reality surpassing anything she could have imagined. Tippi whispered to Noel to approach slowly. Her husband, mouth agape, complied with caution. And that's when a crazy idea sprouted in their minds. To make a film that no one had ever seen before. Hello, I'm Fabrice, and welcome to Fabulous Destinies. In this episode, I'm going to tell you about one of the craziest film shoots in history. The film is known for being one of the most dangerous ever made. During the shoot, no animals were harmed, but the same cannot be said of the film crew. Its name, Roar. From the inception of the film to its release, discover its wild journey. Tippi and Noel were not the type to settle for the ordinary. No, they aimed for the extraordinary. Back in America, they decided to raise lions in their Los Angeles home. Just imagine, predators born to reign in a villa in the City of Angels. Their goal? To make a film that would expose the captivity of wild animals. The story was simple. A woman, accompanied by her two children, decides to visit her former husband. He lives in Africa and raises big cats within a reserve. However, upon their arrival, things don't go as planned. This ambitious project matched the stature of Tippi Hedren, known for her role in Hitchcock's The Birds, and her husband, Noel Marshall, the producer of William Friedkin's The Exorcist. To portray the family in their film, Tippi and Noel chose to play the roles of the parents, while their offspring, including the famous Melanie Griffith, took on the roles of the children. To bring their film to life, they needed to find a location to accommodate even more big cats. So they built a ranch north of the city. This is how they became caretakers of around 100 big cats and two elephants. All these animals were tamed by the couple through self-taught methods and had never been trained by a professional animal trainer. In 1974, after years of preparation, filming began. However, once the cameras started rolling, chaos ensued. The director quickly realized that directing lines was impossible. Moreover, the actors found themselves working with animals that had not been trained. The filming conditions quickly became nightmarish. But Tippi ignored the danger. She wasn't afraid of her furry friends. And today was a big day for her. Tippi had to shoot a crucial scene for the film. As she prepared in her dressing room, an assistant director came to get her. The technical team was ready. With a calm demeanor, Tippi made her way to the set. The lines seemed calm today. She approached her husband, who reminded her of the scene's directions. Tippi took her mark, and at the call of action, she began her performance. However, things took an unexpected turn. The lion started getting nervous. Tippi, who knew her animals well, sensed that something was wrong. She felt like prey. Worried, she glanced at Noel, but he didn't stop the camera. Tippi felt the danger growing. Near her, a tree caught her attention. She reacted instantly and began to run at full speed. Her hands gripped the rough bark, and she climbed the tree with unwavering determination. She had barely managed to grasp a branch when nearly 30 lions gathered below. Tippi was overwhelmed with panic. No one could come to her help. She knew she had to fend for herself. She clung to the branch with desperate strength. Then, suddenly, a lion pounced on her and tore out a piece of her scalp with its fangs.
Before we continue with this episode, a quick break to give the floor to our partner, without whom this podcast could not exist. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
A cry of terror escaped her mouth. Blood flowed down her face. Tippi was paralyzed. Tears flooded her cheeks. Shreds of flesh hung from the back of her head. The pain was excruciating, but Tippi tried to keep her composure. If she let go of the branch, she would become a feast for 30 lions. The cameras continued to roll, capturing the look of horror in Tippi's eyes and every drop of blood that escaped. Noel found this moment artistically incredible. He already imagined the audience in shock at the scene, but gradually he noticed that Tippi was out of breath. He thought for a moment they had enough footage of the scene for editing. So he yelled the word Tippi had been waiting for. Cut! The camera stopped, and a team rushed to deal with the lions. Tippi let go of her branch. Her face was covered in blood. First aid rushed to her to help her. Noel rushed to her side, but Tippi reassured him. Everything that had happened was worth it. She was ready to give everything to see this crazy idea come to life on the big screen. This day was no exception. During the shoot, 70 crew members were officially injured. Some people suffered only minor scratches, while others faced much more serious injuries. For example, director of photography Jan DeBont needed 220 stitches after being scalped by a lion. Noel endured numerous bites and scratches to the point of developing gangrene. It took him years to physically recover from the aftermath of this shoot. Tippi, on the other hand, had a broken hip, bites, and scratches. However, the most traumatic injury would be Melanie Griffith's. In a scene captured by the cameras, her head is trapped by a lion, struggling to free herself. With a facial injury, she would need reconstructive surgery to repair the damage. Upon its release, the film, which cost over $17 million, was a commercial failure. But for Tippi and Noel, this project remained a success. As staunch animal advocates, they turned their ranch into a refuge for endangered big cats. The film has since become a cult classic thanks to its extraordinary shoot. In 2015, Roar was even re-released, 34 years after its initial release.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fabulous Destinies. Feel free to share with us stories that you would like to hear on your favorite listening platform or via Baba Bam's Instagram or Twitter page. We'll be happy to discover them.